everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hey everyone, Pastor Kevin Radlin here. Just wanted to take a moment and let you know that every Friday we're going to give you a piece of the sermon from our Sunday service so that you can enjoy and see what we're doing here at Lighthouse Christian Church every week. So I hope you enjoy this and that it ministers to you today. Be blessed in the name of Jesus.
Easter is really about celebrating our Savior Jesus Christ and His victory that He purchased for us on the cross, okay? So I want to talk a little bit about what did He really give us? What did we really receive on that day when Jesus died on the cross for us? And, you know, as we celebrate this day of our risen Savior, let's read this story right out of the Bible because that's the best place for us to go in church. And it's in John chapter 20, verse 1 through 10. Okay, it says this. Now the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb early while it was still dark and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. Okay, then she ran and came to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and said to them, they have taken away the Lord out of the tomb and we do not know where they have laid Him. Peter therefore went out and the other disciple and were going to the tomb. So they both ran together, and the other disciple outran Peter. I wonder why that's in there. It's like, was Peter like chubbed up, you know? He's like, he couldn't get there, you know? It's like, man, the Holy Ghost calling Peter out right there in Scripture. But the other disciple outran into the tomb first, and he's stooping down, and he looked in, he saw the linen cloths that were lying there that the body was wrapped in, yet he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came following him and went into the tomb. And he saw the linen cloths lying there, and then he saw the handkerchief that had been around his head, not lying with the cloths, but folded together in a place by itself. Then the other disciple who came to the tomb first went in also, and he saw and believed. See, he said, the resurrection has happened. Where, you know, Peter, he was still trying to figure it all out. But it says this, for as yet they did not know the scripture that he must rise again from the dead. Then the disciples went away to their own homes. Now, I'm going to skip ahead over to verse 19 through 22. And this is really powerful. Look at this. It says, then the same day at evening time, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, listen to this. Jesus came and stood in the midst. That's powerful. Okay, and he said to them, peace be with you. Amen. What is our risen Savior? What is the first thing that he wants to say to each and every one of you today? Peace be with you. He's not looking to judge. He's not looking to condemn. He's looking to bring peace to each and every one of us. It says this, then the disciples, and it says, when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Like, hey, listen, I was really dead. That's what he's basically saying. You know, here's the holes, here's the side piercing. You know, technically I'm not supposed to be here right now, but I am. Why? Because I'm risen from the dead. And then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. So Jesus said to them again, peace to you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, receive the Holy Spirit. You see, Jesus' death and burial and resurrection was all for a purpose. And that purpose was first and foremost so that peace could come and be with you. Okay? And the second one is this, so that you could be sent. And as the Father has sent me, I also send you. So I want to focus a little bit on that today because Jesus is the one who conquered death on the cross. He conquered death completely. And without his resurrection as believers, we're lost. Anybody say amen? We are lost. Without the resurrection, we don't really have anything to stand on. We're just another religion, like all the other religions in the world. But you see, there's one difference between Christianity and every other religion in the world, and that is we serve a risen Savior. He is alive. He is risen from the dead. He showed himself to people. He proved himself. He's like, here, look at the side. Look at the holes in my hands. I paid a price so that you could be free. See, Christ's resurrection was the most significant moment in the history of the world. It's what brought resurrection power into this life. It was the day that God restored the power to you. Anybody here native Floridian? Ridden a few hurricanes? Come on, who's ready for a hurricane, man? I had a tornado rip the roof off my house in Irma, man. Ripped it right off, man, while we were home. Okay, guess what? The power went off. Anybody ever been without power? And where's my generator? The first thing is really even the stuff in the refrigerator. First thing is the air conditioning. My AC's down. Where's the portable unit and the generator? And then we plug the refrigerator in. Right? But AC first. That's just native Floridian. So we all know what that's like. But do you realize that, you know, I have experienced power in my life. You have experienced power in your life. Has anybody here ever been shocked? Anybody? Come on, a couple of you? I'm talking like that. If I had hair, it'd be curled right now. I've been shocked so hard. That kind of, wow! Let it go, right? So if you've ever been shocked and the power touched you, you feel it, couldn't you? I mean, just, woo! You know, some of you actually, you know, needed help with Ephesians 4:29 after you met electricity, you know. And Ephesians 4:29 says, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. But that which is edifying to those who hear it. Okay, you know, and we all have our moments. yeah. But anyway, I've been shocked. I've been zapped, whatever word you want to put on it. Blasted. I've experienced power, and it grabbed me. And the problem with people these days, from a spiritual standpoint, is this. We're running around in our life, and we're actually powerless. The power's off. And some of us know it, and some of us don't, but some people have no idea that God has given us power in our lives as believers to overcome, to work at this thing called life and experience true victory. You know, we end up, wait, you took my picture down too soon. You know, we don't want to be a girly man. We want to have big muscles. We want to be with God. That we should have big muscles, but, you know, we're walking around in our life, and we're like, yeah. We're powerless. Renee's like, I go to the gym, man. I'll never look like that guy. She's like, I'll take him right now. But you know, some of us don't really have any idea that we're like that in the spirit. That we have been given strength by God. We've been given the power of God to do this life with, and we're walking around powerless. We have been given power to overcome darkness in our lives. We've been given the power to overcome the destructive power of Satan's kingdom. You know, it's real. Okay? So, did you know that there is a source of power that comes only from a relationship that you have with God through Christ? There's power that comes with that relationship. Amen. Power and victory. Power to overcome. You can tap into the power of God in your life. Plug right into it and experience the resurrection power of God in your life. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead lives in each and every one of you if you will believe on Jesus Christ. All things are possible to those who will what? Believe on Him. So you have been given the victory when Jesus hung on the cross. And he said, it is finished. And he dropped. He gave you everything you were going to give in that moment. God is never going to give you anything else. You You already have the victory. The power was released. Resurrection power raised him from the dead. And then Jesus said, I am going to give that same power to you so that you can experience victory in your life. See, it's resurrection power that takes care of all the different things that we think we need. And we're praying and asking God, please, God, if you'll just do this. He already did it. He gave you resurrection power. He's expecting you now to learn how to appropriate that power that he's given you and apply it to your life so that you can walk in victory. Amen. Somebody say, I need some victory. Amen. Come on, I need some victory. You know, it's already been given to you. You see, today's message is titled, The Same Power. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead, that resurrection power that we're talking about at Easter, lives in each and every one of you if you call on the name of Jesus and you're a believer. So my desire is that I can show you how to walk with Christ and you would be restored to be a fully equipped believer, man, ready, powerful, Holy Spirit filled, and ready to see all that God has created for you to be in this world come to pass as you fall on that. Like Jesus said, he said, peace to you, and then as the Father has sent me, I also am sending you. What's he sending you with? Resurrection power. Somebody say, I have resurrection power. You see, it all boils down to this thing called faith. Okay? The secret is, if you have faith, all things are possible for you. You see, without faith, it's impossible to please him. But with faith, all things become possible to you. What do you mean, all things? I mean, you can actually experience victory in your life in any area. Well, I'm battling with depression, Pastor. Yeah, well, your secret weapon is you need the resurrection power of God over your mind so that you can actually experience victory over depression in your life. Well, I have sickness I'm dealing with. Well, you need the resurrection power of God in your life to show you how to overcome that sickness, how to be healed in that. You know what I mean? You could be in a lot of different areas of your life dealing with that. But the bottom line is this. He can raise us up and give us life through the same power that raised him from the dead. He will give you life.
Amen.
All right. So how do we get that?
Believe.
1 Corinthians 15:21 says, for since by man came death, by man also came the resurrection of the dead. See, through Adam we sinned and sin corrupted the world. But then through Christ we've been given the resurrection power to overcome the power of sin. So sin no longer has its power over you. Once you give your life to Jesus, you can actually receive the resurrection power and life of God to overcome the sin that has been driving you into destruction your whole life. I've been there. Resurrection power that raised Jesus from the dead shows us a few things. One thing it shows us is there's no case that is hopeless. You hear me? Well, you don't know my case, Pastor. Yeah, I assure you, I've heard some pretty intense cases. There is no case that is hopeless in this life that the resurrection power and life of God can't touch, fix, heal, and make new. If you'll have faith. There's no problem that God cannot and will not fix if we will believe on his Son, Jesus Christ. Because Christ lives, he guarantees that everybody who believes in him will live. Yes, but we all are going to die, Pastor. Yes, but eternal life is the greatest of gifts. You see, we'll all pass away from this life. But see, what Jesus offers is way beyond the spectrum of this life. He is offering eternal life. Okay? And we can experience the life of God in this world, and we can carry on and experience even more life of God in the eternal world, because we're all going to die eventually somewhere in our lives. But we can be raised like Jesus was raised to eternal life through Christ Jesus. Now, if you don't have Christ Jesus, then there's no resurrection power, and there's an alternative. You see, Romans 8:11 says, "But if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through His Spirit who dwells in you." You hear that, right? The Spirit of Him that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you. He who raised Christ from the dead will give life to your bodies. But here's the catch on this scripture. You know there's always a catch, right? You know, it's like when people are like, yes, if it's too good to be true, you know, it probably is in the world. But in the kingdom, this is the key. It says, but if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you. See, now you're on the hook now. Are you going to allow the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead to dwell in you?
Yes.
To invite Christ into your life? Then yes, He will give life to your mortal body. But if says there's free will, guys. There is a choice that has to be made. Then you can choose not to accept the gift of God's salvation. You can choose not to experience the gift. And you can choose not to allow God to give you resurrection power. That's your choice. But you see, as we know, speak, and walk in that resurrection power, sin loses its hold on us. Some of y'all say, amen, I need sin to lose a little bit of its hold on me. I'm right there with you. We all drive. You know, I have a dashboard Jesus in my truck, man, just to help me remember Him while I'm driving. You want one? I got an extra. I never lost mine. You know what I mean? But sickness and disease has to leave. It's got to go. It's not allowed there. It's trespassing. You're the resurrection power giver. You have the ability to take authority over this stuff, but we're allowing too much stuff to exist in our lives, and we're paying a price for it. Okay, so resurrection power is the Spirit of God, the life of God, and the power of God. It's the same power that raised Jesus from the dead. It wants to live in you. See, the resurrection of Jesus shows us, and it proves a couple of things. It says that the greatest power is God's love. Love conquers all. Nothing can beat out the love of God. If you can get into that resurrection power and begin to flow in the love of God and allow that love to flow through you to others, you can walk in the victory that God has for you, and nothing will be able to overcome that. Nothing. You know, another thing that the resurrection of Jesus shows us and proves is that Jesus is who He said He was. Right? He's Lord. He's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. So why would God go through all this? Why resurrection? Why all this? Because God wanted to get the resurrection power and the life of God back into your life. So Jesus, who knew no sin, became sin for you so that you could become the righteousness of God in Him through resurrection power. You can experience the life of God in your life, and He can come back in and help you to do life right. It's the same power. See, why did God raise Jesus? To give us the same power that raised Jesus from the dead. He wanted to get it into your life. He wanted to transfer His life and His power to you. But He had to have a sacrifice to be able to do that. And the sacrifice was His Son. I've experienced this firsthand. You know, the day I accepted Christ in my life, and I was transformed. It was radical. I mean, you meet a few people that knew me in high school, they're like, night and day. If you took 20-year-old Kevin Ratlin and you put him over here and you put me next to him, it would be crazy, the difference between these two people. And what is that difference? It's resurrection power came into my life. And the waste case, you know, foul mouth, drug addict who cared about nobody but himself became somebody different because of resurrection power coming into my life and the love of God coming into my life. And that's the goal of God, is to see every one of us not instantly transformed. You know, the second day that I'd given my life to Christ, you know, I wasn't much different than I was 2 days before, other than I'd been renewed. But my mind had to be renewed over this process of time. I became more and more and the person that I am today. And guess what? I'm still going. You know, I've got, you know, another 100 years and then I'll be done. Over here, and man, I'll be way better then than I am now. But right now, I'm way better than I was. So the goal is that resurrection power is raising us into a new life every day. And we're growing and we're becoming who God has called us to be in our life. And we're seeing that power change us and make us into somebody different than we were before. You see, it's that same power that raised Jesus from the dead that is transforming our lives. You know, you don't have, I can sit here with any of you and I could go, you know what, I love you right where you're at today, but guess what? I could see through the resurrection power of God that you're going to be somebody totally different in a year. You're going to be somebody totally different than that in 5 years. So I can love you right where you're at. I don't have to sit here and go, man, you need to get it right or get left. You need to turn or burn, man. Why would I need to judge you when I know the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is living in me, and you've given your, if you've accepted Christ, now it's living in you. That power doesn't fail.
Amen.
You can't turn that power off. Once the power of God hits you, your life will begin to change. Amen. Some of you are like, well, I want it to all change right now. So do I. So does my wife. Right, honey? She's like, yes. Lord, I need a miracle. My dogs like me better. Way better with them, you know. I couldn't kick them. I knew that would get you here, the dog lovers. That's how I always spot them. You know, I just kicked them a piece of bacon. What do you think? Here you go. So anyway, all right, we're moving off now. That one didn't go well. Win some, you lose some. So anyway, here's the deal. You know, God is now using us. He used Jesus to reach us, but see, the goal is that now God is using us to reach others with the same power. So our goal is to be who God has called us to be in our lives. You see, we need that resurrection power. Like I was saying, some of you need resurrection power in your body today. Amen. You do. Amen. You need resurrection power in your finances. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Come on, this day and age. Some of you need resurrection power in your marriages. Right? My wife shouted amen really loud on that one in the first service. Some you need it in your broken heart. You know, your heart's been broken. Life, situations, circumstances, expectations that weren't met. And your heart's broken. You need resurrection power in your heart. Some of you need resurrection power in your minds. You've been tormented in your minds. Depression, anxiety, fear. Only one cure for that. It's resurrection power. It's the same power that raised Jesus from the dead. It needs to come live in you, in your mind, in your body, in your finances. Amen. That's what happens when you hit the candy bar. So to walk in resurrection power, you need to do three things. I just want to wrap it with this idea. Three different things you need to do to walk in resurrection power. First, you need to believe. Second, you need to speak. Third, you need to act on what? The Word of God. This book. Okay? You need to believe it. You need to test it on your own. You need to say, I'm going to prove that this book is right or wrong. Every person that's ever tried to prove it wrong has found it to be right. I promise you. I dare you to try to prove it wrong. But believe it. Go into it believing it. And watch the resurrection power of God come into your life. But then begin to speak it over your life. You got healing you need in your body. By His stripes I was healed. He's my healer. He's my redeemer. He has set me free. He's my refuge and my strength, my ever-present help. In a time of need, begin to speak the word. And then begin to act on it. Begin to act in your life like you are healed. Do things you couldn't do. Try things, you know, within reason. But you know what? Watch the healing power of God come as you apply faith to His word. You will begin to see the resurrection power of God stir in your life, in your marriage, in your body, in every area of your life. It'll come to you and bring revival and reviving to you.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. Lighthouse Generational Ministries wants to remind you that we have so many things to do here at the church. Every Tuesday night at 6:30, we have our young adult ministry Vessel. Vessel is for ages 18 to 29 years old, and they meet in the round building on our campus and have a great time in worship and learning. Every Wednesday night at 6 p.m., we have Lifeline Youth. 7th to 12th graders gather for dinner in the Fellowship Hall, and then they hang out till 8:30 playing games, learning, and just being teens. Encourage your kids to put down that game controller and come have some real fun. Every Thursday, we have men's and ladies' Bible study here at Lighthouse. A relevant teaching of the Bible is always on hand, so come out and join us as we grow together as a church family. There's something for the entire family at Lighthouse, so plug in today. For more details, call the church office at 321-452-1012 or check online at ourlighthouse.net.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.